Hi, this is Bill Satterly welcoming you to the nicer feeling of jazz. We want you to sit back and relax for 2 full hours of mainstream jazz. I'm going to start the program with a Buddy Rich CD entitled Sweet Georgia Brown, and it's entitled the Golden Legend Series featuring Buddy Rich. There's no indication from the liner notes who the personnel are with him, but I'm going to play the tune at the same as the CD, Sweet Georgia Brown. We'll be right back. has the old pot cooking. That was Buddy Rich and his band playing Sweet Georgia Brown.
Bill, this week I'm going to highlight the tenor sax jazz artistry of Ben Webster, one of the great eminent tenor sax men who founded the modern jazz sax, along with, I guess most people put Lester Young, Coleman Hawkins, and Ben Webster in that category. I'm going to do some of the later things that he cut on the Verve label for owner and producer Norman Granz. And I'm going to start out with a Verve LP cut in November of 59 called Ben Webster Meets Oscar Peterson. Of course, Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Ed Thigpen on drums. And this is Ben Webster doing a great tune by Ray Noble. It isn't done often enough, but it's just a delicious, beautiful thing called The Touch of Your Lips. Thank you. beautiful tenor sax sound of Ben Webster from his album Ben Webster Meets Oscar Peterson. Of course, Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown on bass, I think he put on drums. That's the original Oscar Peterson trio that was working a group at that time. That's a beautiful rendition of a Ray Noble tune that I don't think is done nearly enough, called The Touch of Your Lips.
I'm going to play something from a CD entitled Jazz Masters Jazz Sampler, featuring about 10 big bands. The one I'm going to play features Louis Belson on drums. George Young is on soprano sax, and he has an orchestra backing him up. The name of the tune is Ode to a Friend.
Thank you.
That was Ode to a Friend featuring Louis Belson on drums and George Young on soprano. And I don't think Kent nor myself have ever heard him play before, but it's a nice sound.
An outstanding job. You're going to have to be a pretty good soprano sax player to be in Louis Belson's band in any event. I'm going to continue my salute to Ben Webster from, now we're going to turn to a Verve album cut in July of 58 called The Soul of Ben Webster. And this is a Ben Webster composition called Coltrane, not C-O-L-T-R-A-N-E, like you'd think of the tenor sax man Coltrane, but C-O-A-L, Train, T-R-A-I-N. A little takeoff by Ben Webster. And this is kind of a larger group with Art Farmer on trumpet, Harold Ashby on tenor sax, Jimmy Jones on piano, Mundo Lowe on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, Dave Bailey on drums. Let's listen to Coltrane.
Thank you.
bop composition put together by Ben Webster. Ben was kind of a mainstream guy. He didn't play too much in the bop vein, but that was really a well-done composition called Coltrane, C-O-A-L-T-R-A-I-N, not John Coltrane, C-O-L-T-R-A-N-E. And, of course, along with Ben Webster on tenor sax, we had Art Farmer on trumpet leading up the group.
I'm going to play a vocal now of Peggy Lee doing a tune entitled You Don't Know. She's on vocals, obviously. Mike Renzel is on piano. John, I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, is on guitar. Jay Lionheart, bass. Grady Tate, drums. From his album entitled Peggy Blues, the tune is You Don't Know. Peggy Lee singing You Don't Know, and I do know this, it sounded a lot like Fever to me.
I'm going to do something that Ben Webster cut on the Impulse label in March of 64 from an album called See You at the Fair. And I think they're referring to the World's Fair that was in New York at that time. And this is all arranged, and the conductor was Oliver Nelson, and had an all-star aggregation, included Thad Jones on trumpet, Phil Woods on alto sax, Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Roger Calloway on piano. This is the old Ellington standard in a mellow tone. Thank you. Ben Webster on tenor sax, leading his little group through that old Ellington standard in a metal tone. It was from an Impulse album called See You at the Fair.
Barney Kessel on Contemporary put out four CDs. The first one is I'm going to play from Volume 1. It's called Easy Like, and that's the name of the tune I'm going to play, featuring him on guitar, Bud Shank on flute and alto, Arnold Ross on piano, Harry Babbis on bass, and Shelly Mann drums. Easy Like. Swinging arrangement of a tune entitled Easy Like.
I'm going to do something by Ben Webster from his Verve album called Soulville, the Ben Webster Quintet, with Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Stan Levy on drums. Here's Making Whoopee. ¶¶ Ben Webster on tenor sax doing Making Whoopee from his Soulville album, the Ben Webster Quintet, and of course, tasteful backing there by the Oscar Peterson Trio, comprised of Oscar Peterson, Herb Ellis, Ray Brown on bass, and they added Stan Levy on drums.
I'm going to play something entitled the Charlie Marinaro Plays CD with 16 cuts into three different groups. The tune I'm going to play is entitled Three Little Words, featuring him on alto, Stu Williamson on tenor, Frank Rossellino trombone, Claude Williamson is on piano, Max Bennett on bass, and Stan Levy drums. Three Little Words. To bet you never heard that version of Three Little Words before. I was just testing you to see if you were listening or not. They had the same personnel as I indicated, Charlie Marinaro playing alto and the rest of the musicians, but the name of the tune that was played is Snice.
Well, this is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Satterlee, and you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last hour. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour, and we'll be back for a second hour of modern mainstream jazz. We've got some great things lined up for you, so don't go away. I'm going to close out the first hour with an Ellington composition that was played all down through the years by the Ellington Band from about 33 until Ellington's death in 74. This is Ben Webster from his album For the Governor, doing Rockin' and Rhythm.